We as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, this in the sarcastic sense, we nominate this man who worked at an art gallery in Germany. Yeah, 51-year-old man who, he himself, while working as a guard at the museum, liked to paint on his own. So here's a good idea, he said. I'm going to hang one of my paintings in the museum, and I'm not even dead. He went in after hours and hung the 4-foot painting on an empty wall alongside the works of Andy Warhol. I don't know if he thought nobody noticed.
Pretty bizarre stuff, if you've ever seen any of Andy's stuff.
He's described as a former technician at the museum in addition to being a night watchman. Museum is not saying much about it. They noticed at midday, decided to wait until they closed to take it down so nobody would be embarrassed. Story gets out anyway. Part of the exhibit for a full 8 hours, but all they've said is the painting got no positive feedback from visitors. So if he was hoping to be discovered, it did not work out. He had to drill 2 small holes in the wall to hang it, so on top of losing his job, he could face criminal charges for property damage. So there's a guy. Here's a great... I think I'll... just display my own work here in the museum right next to Andy Warhol. What could go wrong? And I don't have time for it now. I don't know if we'll have time for it this morning, but it's a statement about what damage former First Lady Michelle Obama did to the school lunch program. Now there's a fuss because even though they've made a healthier version of Lunchables for the school systems, they're just not healthy enough. And now they're being removed. You know, we ate all kinds of crap when we were in elementary school, right? We had bologna.
And look at us now.
How many fat kids did you have in your class? I mean, really obese.
No, now it is a epidemic.
Yeah, it's because they're not doing anything.
They're sitting down looking at their phone.
Yeah, and pounding down the calories.
Yeah.
Maybe a little activity might work. I'm just saying. Coming up, Alexa with Coffee Facts. That was brought to you by Mark and Vicky and the team at Applied Security, a local company with 4 decades of experience and installing and servicing security systems that are easy to work with but incredibly effective. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary at Blue Water this year, and all 20 of those years we've been protected by Mark and Vicky and the team at Applied Security. Plus, if your budget's tightening, we're going to be talking inflation numbers. Market's down about 500 points shortly. Monthly monitoring starts under $30 with Applied. And these are two of the nicest people you ever work with and consistent supporters of the message we carry here on News Talk. So we thank them for that. 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama electronic security board permit number is 276.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Here are some interesting facts about coffee. Coffee was discovered by an Ethiopian goat herder. Coffee is actually a fruit. Light roasted coffee has more caffeine than dark roasted coffee. 4% of Americans drink their first cup of coffee with their robe slightly opened. 50% use a paper towel when they are out of coffee filters. Coffee doesn't ask stupid questions in the morning. Be more like coffee. Coffee is the most important meal of the day. You know you've had enough coffee when you can thread a sewing machine while it's running. Coffee. Because a good day never starts with a kale and spinach smoothie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8 o'clock already.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Arizona taking center stage in the national abortion debate. The state Supreme Court has ruled the state may enforce a strict abortion ban on the books since 1864. Articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas will not arrive at the Senate until next week. The House has delayed sending them there in order to give Republicans more time to argue in favor of a trial in the Senate. Japan's prime minister is in Washington for an official visit to the White House. More fiery rhetoric from Iran's supreme leader is again vowing retaliation for an attack on Iran's consulate in Syria. Death to America. The chant frequently echoes across the streets and the squares of Tehran, but it was recently heard during a big pro-Hamas demonstration in this country, the streets of Dearborn, Michigan. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 61 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years, so it's proven. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
TV. I still don't understand the logic in letting the government hold on to your money over the course of a year and getting excited about getting it back. When you look at the inflation numbers today, I that know. Money is worth about 15% less than it was a year ago.
You're right, but I do get excited about refunds. I don't know why.
It's a thing. It's. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying when you look at it logically, losing. On that, because they've been pissing your money away and borrowing it from you at no interest.
Yep.
When you owe them, they have a interest rate plan that's mafia-esque in its severity.
What was the plan to hire how many new IRS agents?
80,000 armed IRS agents. What do they have planned for us? I can only imagine. Biden may be absent from the Alabama ballot in July.
Yeah, that's it was in 1819 News.
What happened?
I don't.
How does that work?
The deadline for submitting to the Alabama ballot is August 12th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic convention where they formally nominate is like 2 days later.
Oh.
So
he may not be on the ballot in 2020.
I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get that worked out.
But
that's what they're saying is that, you know, if they don't act. However, I say that if they don't do something about that, there will be an issue. And I'm sure something will happen afterwards where they get it corrected that it's done. But the law states, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, who was it that voted for severe weather?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Because if we find that person, I've got a few words for you.
As do I.
Okay, so here's the deal. We're dry this morning, and radar is quiet right now. But if you look at the radar in Mississippi and Louisiana, it is lit up like a Christmas tree right now. There have been this morning severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warnings, flash flood warnings, tornado watches. It's going to be one of those days as it tracks across the southern states. Flood watch in effect here, becoming windy with a high around 78. Widespread rain and thunderstorms beginning later on this afternoon and this evening and into tonight. If you check out my weather blog, there's a lot of great graphics. You'll get an idea with future radar on some of the timing in your area. Locally, excessive rainfall. Fall amounts, yeah, that's one factor. Severe weather threat, sure, that's another factor. Beginning this afternoon, continuing tonight, all modes of severe weather, including we can't rule out tornadoes. Low tonight, 63. And by the way, tomorrow, there could be some widely scattered leftover showers possible, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. A windy day, high near 70. Nice weather returning Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Really great weekend, and timing is everything. Abundant sunshine. 73 Friday, 80 Saturday, 83 Sunday. Right now, the winds are starting to pick up out of the southeast at 14 out at the airport. It's cloudy and 63 at 813.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASB Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASB.
It's going to be a long day.
I know it's going to be a long day.
A long day.
What day is it?
What day is it today?
Today is Wednesday.
Wait. Is it Wednesday?
I'm going to need some help.
Looks like I'm going to need some help.
Oh, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Drink your coffee.
Go splash some cold water on your face.
Turn your radio all the way up.
Are you ready to be entertained?
Showtime.
All right, we're getting away a $20 Steve Bishop gift card shortly. I just haven't decided how I want to do that.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give that some thought while we turn it back over to Jay for a moment.
That's right. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. Has been in Montgomery since 1977. Troop Booth runs the place, but it was his grandparents that opened it up in 77. And, you know, just like the jewelry they sell, the business just keeps passed down generation after generation. Troop Booth running the place, which means when you call that number to talk to them, you're going to be talking to the owner. There is no them there. It is just him. 260-0066 is the number to get in touch with Troop. You can text that number. You can call that number. But the response you're going to get back is not some automated message. It's not some answering service that's going to call you back. You're going to hear back from Troop, the owner, the guy. He makes those decisions about, you know, what price you're going to pay or what price he's going to pay you on your jewelry. He doesn't have to consult with anybody. He's just going to give you an answer right there on the spot. So whether you've got jewelry to sell, maybe you don't know that you have jewelry to sell. Maybe what you have, you know, it's like a hidden treasure. You didn't know that it had any value. But turns out, hey, this thing has some value. Give Troop a call. He'll be able to give you a free estimate on that, free valuation on your jewelry. If it's broken in gold, he'll still buy it from you. If it's coins, he'll buy it from you. He's paying top dollar for all of this, by the way. And if you use it for store credit, he's going to give you even more. Check them out online at Facebook or Instagram on their pages there. Just look for Heirloom Jewelers or go to their website, heirloomjewelers.com. You can see the entire inventory and what they're about there. These are pieces that are one of a kind because that's how they were made at back then. They were not mass produced. This is going back hundreds of years on these pieces. They are elegantly timed. timeless pieces that have been in families generation after generation. You can start it again with your family generation after generation with Heirloom Jewelers and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Let the begging begin.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Okay.
All right. And the way this works is you're going to hear a very brief story.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of calamity, and you have to decide whether it was the action of a little kid or a drunk adult. Right. I need two callers to play. The first caller, who has to make the guess, if they're wrong, the second caller automatically wins the Seafood Bistro gift card.
That's a good deal.
So I figure if I start begging now at 8:16, we might have somebody ready to play around 8:40.
No, I think
there.
It's an easy game. It's fun. And by the way, just for calling, you go into the grand prize drawing. So let's hear the story.
I bawled my eyes out heading back to the cruise ship after seeing all the stray dogs in the street of the city we had stopped in.
Hi.
The stray dogs?
It's not really a very silly story, but she cried her eyes out after seeing all the stray dogs while heading back to the cruise ship. But that truly is, could be a little kid or a drunk adult having one of those crying
jets. That could go either way. Yeah.
All right, we need one more caller. I'll tell you what, I'll give you one traffic report to call. Otherwise, I am turning this radio station around. We're going back to the house. And I mean it. How is the drive back to the house, Kipper?
Well, looking around the cams, all of our usual spots are busy this morning, like 231 out of Wetumpka, I-65 and 85, especially 65 across the Alabama River Bridge into Montgomery. And we got a good bit of traffic on Troy Highway this morning. Taylor Road beginning to build a good bit. Buckle up and be safe. No major problems anywhere this morning. Please use caution. Keep it here for traffic updates. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
All right. We actually have callers, so I'm thrilled. This is wonderful. And we're going to go to Dee. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
All right. I'm going to play the story one more time, and then we'll ask for your verdict. Little kid or drunk adult. Here we go.
I bawled my eyes out heading back to the cruise ship after seeing all the stray dogs in the street of the city we had stopped in.
All right. That could be a little kid, very emotional, sensitive to the stray dog issue, or it could be a drunk adult who got a little overwrought. What is your verdict on this?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult, says D, and that means Crawdad, you're in second. You'll win the gift certificate if D is not correct. Drunk adult, let's find out.
I was a drunk adult. We were on a cruise ship with about eight others, and we spent the day at some private beach club in Honduras, drinking rum and cokes in the sun all day. And when we were driving back in the taxi to the cruise ship, I apparently cried the entire time, wanting to rescue all of the stray dogs and wanting to give them the life they deserved. I still have not lived this down.
Well, her heart's in the right place.
Very much so.
So we can't really make fun of her. But, D, you won.
You got it.
Yay!
Yay!
That's what you call a D-lay. See what I did there because...
A D-lay?
Her name is D.
A D-lay. D-lay.
Delightful.
D.
And also...
Yeah, just hang on. We hope you'll still listen to us after that. All right, we are at 19 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. And Brant McDonald's going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk about lousy numbers on inflation that were released this morning. And I have no doubt that even though the numbers were higher, they're worse than they're telling us. Because they lie. That's all they know how to do is lie. Stay tuned.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, says it's very possible that Joe Biden will not be on the November general election ballot here in Alabama if certain deadlines are not met. Allen has notified the Alabama Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee of this deadline issue. The Democratic Party must provide the proper certification of the nomination of a presidential and vice presidential candidate to the state of Alabama no later than August 15th. The conflict here is that the DNC convention to nominate nominate these candidates is not set to occur until August 19th. Allen says failing to meet this statutory deadline for the state will compel him to not certify the names for the November ballot. The Republican National Convention will be held in July, which gives them plenty of time to certify candidates and meet Alabama's deadlines. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Florence man is under arrest and facing animal cruelty charges. 20-year-old Nathaniel Brewster was also found to be in possession of marijuana. Police were alerted to the animal cruelty after a video involving a dog was posted by Brewster on social media. The dog has now been placed into the Florence Lauderdale Animal Shelter. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is awarding grants for behavioral health services to expand within the Wiregrass region and to do so through telehealth. The grant money will be distributed among 12 agencies already serving in that area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family. Coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
There's a sale at Penny's.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's been 2 days since the eclipse. Did you damage your vision? This is the Radio Eye Test.
All right, everyone listening to the radio right now, please tell me, how many fingers am I holding up? No. How about now? No. Okay, how about you tell me what the letters say on this wall next to me? No. All right, you're totally blind. You shouldn't be driving.
That was the Radio Eye Test. Tune in tomorrow for the Radio Prostate Exam.
Now, bend over and crack a smile.
All right, our winner from Little Kid or Drunk Adult, Dee, wanted to talk to me. Dee, good morning. Dude? What's up?
Thank you for letting me come on the
studio, and I enjoyed meeing you at Ball Towers a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
well, wow. It's always great to have you. A lot of families do come out to Ball Towers and bring the kids, and we love that. Those who go to school together in the morning on the drive, please come and join us sometime, and we hope you'll come back.
Where do you go to school, Dee?
Yeah.
Lounge Academy? Yes.
Okay.
We're dealing with a very bright young man.
This Otago Academy graduate knows of Lounge Academy. Yeah.
Was there a rivalry there?
Yeah, you know, they were always on our list again in football season and baseball and stuff. So yeah.
I don't know if you're getting out early because of weather, but the Lounge County schools are getting out early at 1 o'clock today because of weather coming in.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. All right. Good deal.
Well, we are flattered by your participation. You are obviously a lot smarter than most of your peers.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Aw. That was nice.
It was very nice. Here's another moment with AI. Somebody made an AI version of Beyonce's Texas Hold'em in the style of Hank Williams. I have not heard this yet, so we'll all hear it for the first time now.
Well, this ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. And stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a come and take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a come and take it to the floor now.
Hey, Williams! Wow.
It's
getting freaky.
It's kind of scary what's possible and how we'll never know in the future. Is that real or was that created?
Well, the good news is if something happens to me, you guys can keep me on the air for a year.
Oh, no!
Shut up.
That's funny.
All right. Reviewing some of the stuff we've posted on Facebook today. Mm-hmm. It is the dum-dum version of Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that. And it's specifically for Gen Z. I know that's not our target demo, but gee whiz. They wanted a different version of the game so nobody's feelings would get hurt. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion, and I'm not judging anybody. Yes, I am. You can hear the Happy Hump Day song. We'll play that again in just a few minutes, but it's a Blink-182 style version of the tune. In case anybody had any doubts about how dumb, I mean, we all remember Hank Johnson from Georgia, who was afraid that Guam would tip over if we put too many people on it.
Right.
Sheila Jackson Lee said something that will get her a Morning Maroon nomination. How many on breakfast?
71 already.
No, we need breakfast. More than that. Come on, people.
Come on, it's a good breakfast, folks.
Rich's breakfast needs affirmation. Rich's blog is posted, and again, this picture of the giraffes.
Cute.
It's one of my favorite animal pictures of the whole freaking year.
It's just cute.
I thought it would get several hundred, but I think Mark Zuckerberg is probably running one of his algorithms against me again, and I don't know if it made it into as many news feeds.
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me either. And I wish there was a way to battle back on that issue. We're getting close to 8:30 and an update from Rich on the expected severe weather. The market was up almost 100 points and has dropped about 400. So about a 500-point swing in the futures. It opens in 10 seconds. We'll see where it goes from there. But that's because the inflation numbers issued today were higher than expected. And they're all dilling around, waiting under this illusion that somehow inflation is no longer an issue. It is. Anybody that goes to the store and spends money knows that it is. And today, the stats confirmed that inflation is still going up, which means rates aren't going to be coming down.
Okay.
And this is probably tinkering with a lot of people's investments. I'll tell you what, since Brant has not been able to call in yet here at 8:30, let's go to Rich, and then hopefully Brant will be ready to join us after the forecast.
Right. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We got an update now from the Storm Prediction Center. No change in the threat level for us. But quite a real estate area of real estate from Kentucky all the way to the Gulf Coast under a severe weather threat. And the bullseye is almost right over us. In fact, the level 3 severe weather risk, the enhanced risk, goes almost as far north as the Montgomery City limits to Union Springs. All of South Alabama included. Southwest Alabama is in a level 4 moderate risk. That's a big deal. There could be some strong, long-lived tornadoes. Especially in the southwestern and southern counties today. But all of us could see a tornado risk, all right? So you got the flood watch in effect. We're dry this morning, becoming windy today, high 78. Widespread rain and thunderstorms beginning this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Locally, excessive rainfall amounts, severe weather threat I mentioned this afternoon and into tonight. All modes of severe weather. Low tonight, 63. Tomorrow, there could be some widely scattered leftover showers, perhaps, but the rain chances are small. Windy tomorrow, high near 70. Nice weather returning Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Abundant sunshine. A great weekend. 73 Friday, near 80 Saturday, 83 Sunday. Right now, southeast winds at 14, so it's starting to pick up on the winds, which will really pick up later. Cloudy and 63 now at 8:32.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
The announcement.
And the announcement made this morning by your federal government. Inflation is not going away. Numbers higher than estimated. Here to tell us more about this, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Brant, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. You know, we've been talking about this CPI report for the last, four or five business days, I guess you would say.
Easily.
And, and so the market really hasn't done much up until today. We see, I'm sure you're looking at the monitor there.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, yep. The Dow Jones is down nearly 500 points on this report. It was a nasty report. No two ways about it. I mean, the headline was much hotter than expected. The core rate of inflation, hotter than expected. Even the Fed's super core, which is the thing they really love when we get CPI reports, they peel out food, they peel out energy, they even peel out housing because they're really trying to draw in on what is happening with just the general level of prices and not the real sort of more volatile component. That super core was blistering hot. It was 0.7%. That is a very, very concerning number. And it all has to do with wage pressures. You know, we've talked about what the Fed's been doing and or the Treasury and the White House with all the government borrowing. All this money is pouring into government contracts, like the laughable Inflation Reduction Act, which is doing nothing but causing inflation to go up. So, this is a nasty number. No two ways about it. You see the reaction in the market. Bond yields are higher. I think this is the beginning of something much, much bigger. We've seen January and February where we saw a bit of a reacceleration. This one here today is the exclamation point on what we saw in January, February. This is going to get the Fed's attention. I don't see any way they can cut interest rates. I do, however, believe they probably embark on quantitative easing towards the middle to later part of the year. We don't have time to dive into all of that right now this morning, but this afternoon we certainly will. I can't wait to touch base with you this afternoon and share a lot more thoughts we have on this in the afternoon hour.
Brant, we thank you for, and we will promote that, of course, when we come on this afternoon. That'll be at 5:15, right? Regular time today.
Yes, absolutely. Right in the middle of hopefully when the hail hits my house.
Right?
Say that. Hail no.
We appreciate you, my friend.
All right, y'all have a great day and stay safe out there.
Thanks for the insight.
Forecast, Rich.
Yes, sir, buddy.
All righty, 8:35 is the time. That was brought to you by Pennington Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and his team can handle any size project. Prattville took that claim seriously. They are refurbishing the high school football stadium in Prattville, among other things. But Tom Latham and his team, they do it all. And more than you realize, because concrete, truly, when it's done properly, and that's the thing that makes them stand out so much, is having it done right makes such a big difference. It is truly art. And with Penny Earned, you've got tons of experience, a commitment to using top-notch materials, and taking every possible step, including soil testing the entire length and width of any project to make sure that cracks don't show up not long after the work is dried and completed. Call Tom for an estimate, 284-9292. When you talk to him, you realize why Penny Earned is the company it is and why their reputation is so great. Look at their Facebook page, pictures and videos galore of all their accomplishments. You'll have great confidence if you hire them for your next concrete project. 284-9292 is the number for Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earned. As we hit the traffic dungeon, we're going to talk Biscuits baseball next.
Well, we have our first accident of the morning that's causing some problems. East Boulevard near Vaughn Road at Chick-fil-A. A bad accident there. Please watch out for emergency units that are headed there. Everywhere else around the city this morning, we're just very busy in a lot of the usual places. The interstates, I-65 and 85 through downtown. 231 out of Wetumpka and Troy Highway are loaded up this morning, as well as East Boulevard and East South Boulevard. Buckle up and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. With Little Jay Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point.
What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment. And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PG02044, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Going to do a quick morning maroon. Someone we acknowledge and somebody you can see on Facebook. Without doubt, it's got to be Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas, who announced to the world yesterday, too much ridicule and derision, that the moon was just a big gaseous bubble. We learned all about the moon. It was made from green cheese, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
So, when we have people in Congress, like the knucklehead from Georgia that thought Guam would tip over if it had too many soldiers on it, Hank Johnson. And now this, that's a really good example to set for the youths of America. So, to her...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Crazy. And now we get to have some fun. It's baseball time.
Yes, sir.
On our shows, we welcome Murph, the general manager from your Montgomery Biscuits.
Welcome back.
Nothing beats following Bugs Bunny for like a sound clip and then right into me. That's awesome.
You're with the stars.
Like
You know, we have all kinds of people here you can enjoy, like Tweety.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Isn't that nice?
But you've seen this guy perform, though, right? I mean, when he gets in the mode at the Biscuits game, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw you last year on the field.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Are you doing it again this year?
Yeah, I am for now. So okay. Unless one of you guys wants to take over for a while. So.
Well, we can talk arrangements on that.
Maybe we can throw a ball out later on in the
season. Absolutely, we can make that happen.
Okay. Oh, we'll never forget Rich's last first pitch.
Just a bit outside.
No. It reached the plate. It struck the plate.
It did. Fortunately, the catcher was able to leap 8 feet into the air and snag that ball. No, it wasn't that bad. It was
the seven-year-old before me that just made me look bad.
You know, we should.
It was
should
because test. They were so good. Yeah.
We should test our fastballs at their... Don't you have a radar thing?
Yeah, we do. We do have a new speed pitch out in the Max Credit Union Kids Zone out in left field. So you can... compare your fastball to all the seven-year-olds in the ballpark.
So tell us about the opening game last night.
Yeah, it looked great.
Yeah, we had a great crowd last night, just over 4,000 come through. And, you know, the Biscuits got a big win. We had a great post-game Max fireworks show. And
I think
everybody went home happy.
Was it 9-0?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Last I saw it was 4-0, so I guess we scored some more runs. Yeah, I know there was a long inning in there.
A crooked number, as they say in the business. And... how'd the team finish on the first road trip? Was it 1-2?
Yeah, 1-2. You know, dropped the first two games and then won the third game in extra innings.
Biloxi.
So, yeah, down in Biloxi. Mm-hmm. So, now even on the season, 2-2. So, see what they can do for the rest of this week. Taking on Pensacola Blue Wahoos tonight through Sunday. A lot of great promotions playing.
Maybe some weather issues.
Yeah, it might be a little bit going on tonight, but... We do everything we can to get the games in, so just follow along on our social media channels on biscuitsbaseball.com for any updates about any weather issues that are happening all week long or all season long.
Hey, what are some big things that are coming up that you're excited about?
Yeah, so for the remainder of this week, tonight's our Military Wednesday, so we'll have some military specials. Tomorrow we have our 20th season t-shirt giveaway, so we have this 20th season logo. Put on a t-shirt for the first 1,000 fans, 15 and over, presented by Direct Auto Insurance. Of course, Thirsty Thursday drink specials as well that we have going on tomorrow. A really cool one that we have on Friday with Montgomery Lexus. We're doing a replica stadium giveaway. So it's a small figurine of Riverwalk Stadium. It looks great. For the first 1,000 fans of all ages.
What night is that?
That's Friday night.
Okay.
That's Friday night.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, there's somebody else celebrating a 20th anniversary. The Easter Seals Crawfish Boil is also in their 20th year, as well as the Biscuits. So we're kind of joining forces. So the Crawfish Boil this year is going to be during a game day. So it's going to be out in our boxcar buffet area out in center field. If you have a ticket for the Crawfish Boil, you have a ticket for the game. We have post-game Max fireworks on Saturday as well. And there's also going to be some opportunities where if you already have tickets to the game, there's a way where you can purchase the crawfish as well. But the crawfish need to stay in the boxcar buffet because I don't know if any of our players have shellfish allergies. We don't want to get down into that. So
I got you.
I think it's a great idea with the crawfish boil doing it that way. My daughter loves those. I go down to visit her in New Orleans, and she had a starter plate. And I watched her. I mean, actually try those one of these days. I haven't quite gotten there yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems like, to me, a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it's definitely a social thing. Like, you can sit there for hours and be eating nonstop, and it's like, my mouth hurts because it's spicy, but I don't know if I'm full yet.
I hear
But they're great. They're fun. I like the stuff that goes along with the crawfish better, the potatoes and the corn and, the Kaneko or whatever they put in there.
It's kind of like a low country.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Big story in Major League Baseball to start the season has been the number of pitching injuries.
Yeah.
And this is something that the game has to be concerned with at all levels, because the stars are dropping like flies. And I'm just wondering if you have a theory or team doctors, people you're in touch with, is there any consensus building on why this has become so common? I think maybe they're stressing kids, little league age, even high school. The ligament in the elbow does not fully strengthen until age 26. So kids that are being urged to throw as hard and fast as you can every single pitch. In fact, my daughter dated a guy in college who had a preemptive Tommy John, figuring it's inevitable. Let's get it out of the way now.
Yes, just in case.
And, you know, when you're paying a pitcher $35, $40 million a year like some, and they're out for, I would have a tough time signing those checks. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the early big performers for the Biscuits that you want to mention? Let's look for the future stars.
Yeah, last night, one of our catchers, he was DHing last night, Kenny Piper, got to start off with a home run early in the game. Our first baseman, Bob Seymour, is a guy with a lot of power. He finished the season with us last year as well. Just a really big guy. I think he's gonna put up some pretty impressive numbers this year. And then probably the top prospect that we have coming through is our shortstop, Carson Williams. He finished the season with us last year. I think he played like six regular season games and then the playoffs with the Biscuits. But he's one of the Rays' higher ranked prospects. Again, another shortstop. Seems like that's what they just kind of develop shortstops and then figure out where they can place them elsewhere. But he's another kind of the next guy in that line of really great middle infielders that have come through here in the Biscuits and on their way to Tampa.
We got to do a news talk night at the ballpark too.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Weather set up for this weekend
is great. I was just going to say, if you you got to get by and see a Biscuits game this weekend, because Friday through Sunday, it's just going to be sensational weather. So, I bet the ballpark is going to be rocking and rolling over the weekend. I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. We, like I said, we have some great promotions planned, and it's always a fun night out at the ballpark with your family and friends. And the baseball may be great. I don't know. Like, if you like baseball, come out and have a good time. If you don't like baseball, come out and have a good time. That's kind of the way that we operate.
I think baseball is the perfect sport to be seen live.
Yeah.
Because you can relax, but when you can have the instant excitement of a home run like last night.
Yeah.
Or you can have the slowly orchestrated crescendo as a rally gets going. But you can talk to people next to you. You have to be on the edge of your seat. And it's
definitely a great kind of social gathering, whether it's with your business and you're using it as a networking event, an employee appreciation event, your families doing family reunions. It's a great way to catch up with people while enjoying a live sporting event.
I love the food out there.
Oh, God, the food is
you need to stop by. We've completely revamped our biscuit cart. So cart was kind of the smaller cart that was right there near the team store. We moved it kind of across the hall, I guess you'd say, like right across on the other side of the concourse, and it's triple the size now, and we have about, I think, six new menu items on the biscuits cart, including a Monte Cristo biscuit, a Cubano biscuit, a pot roast biscuit, a Nashville hot chicken biscuit. A lot of really great ones, but that Cuban biscuit looks really good.
Pot roast biscuit.
Biscuit.
I love the sound of that. You know you're getting close to Riverwalk when you could smell the aroma of the food. It's just amazing. So, and there happens to be a baseball game going on, too. So.
And they are the AA Farm affiliate for the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Rays have one of the best track records in baseball in developing talent, period. And we've been lucky here. I don't know if people realize it, but we've been lucky here
big
to
names,
see
big names.
Big names come through. Some of those guys will go on to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
So organizationally,
yeah,
it's a great job from top down.
Yeah, and that's something that we're really kind of focusing on this year, especially celebrating the 20 years of Biscuits and celebrating that's some of those great players and some of those great stories that have come through.
20.
I got to check the schedule, but I think I know the date of my first Biscuits game.
Yeah?
It'll be my 19th anniversary, and I'll never forget what an experience. I'd never been to a minor league game before. Not like the one here, and I was so impressed. So impressed. It's great that you can come by. You're going to be back Wednesday, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll try to come in every single Wednesday.
Thank you, my friend. BiscuitsBaseball.com to get some tickets. Let's support our local team. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Butter up.
Well, we have a new accident reported. They're saying I-85 northbound just past Perry Hill Road. We have a moderate crash there. It is off on the left side of the roadway. All lanes are open, but we've got a lot of boots on the ground there at the accident site. So please use caution in that area. Had an accident earlier, East Boulevard in front of Chick-fil-A. We're hoping that one is out of the way. That is right near Vaughn Road. Please use caution there. Traffic is light to mostly moderate all over the area. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Caterpillar is the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor has been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, that was me. That was a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Thank you for the affirmation there at 8:56 on News Talk 93.1 FM, kind of recapping the morning. The breaking story of the day was the inflation numbers that came out at 7:30. It is, as Brant McDonald said, hotter than they predicted. Big surprise there. And the Dow has reversed 600 points.
Yeah, that's a big day. And it's not over yet.
No, it's been dropping. There are going to be ripple effects from this throughout the day and moving forward. So if somebody says there's no inflation, it's a lie. Here's an idea from PetSmart.
Okay.
I don't have a tattoo that I regret. Some people do. And PetSmart has announced a new contest called the Tattoo Redo. If you win it, they will fly you to L.A. for 2 nights and cover your session with a tattoo artist. You won't be able to get a full back tattoo. It's got to be a small one that can be done in one sitting, costing $2,500 or less. And the idea being, if you want to cover it, a regrettable tattoo.
Why is PetSmart doing this?
Because they will put a tattoo of your beloved pet over the tattoo that you don't like.
I see.
So, let's see. Where do you get this? PetSmart Tattoo Redo. That's a long web address. PetSmartTattooRedo.com. Send in a photo of your old tattoo and the pet that will inspire the new ink. That's the thing with tattoos, man. They are forever. Although I have mine, the flying goose, on my upper right arm.
Sorry, Chase. This is where I draw the line.
He wants you to get a tattoo of him?
No.
I don't blame him. Let me take a look around some of our better and more reliable headline sources this morning, see what else is going on out there. Well, Elon Musk scrambling because somehow Brazil is ready for tyranny, and they want. In fact, they're all trying to target Elon. They don't like the fact that he took Twitter away from Jack Dorsey and took away one of their big leftist voices. And Twitter, it's just fair now. That's all. That's all anybody wants, right? There's room for your opinion, room for mine, room for, you know. And so, why are we freaking out because somebody might make a good argument for one side or the other? This is America.
Hey, when Meta came in and did what, Threads, was it?
I have no idea.
What was their replacement?
Probably. I didn't.
Okay.
All right. I didn't keep up with any of that.
That was supposed to put Twitter out of business, and that hasn't happened.
No. In fact, don't believe anything they say about Elon because they lie. They just lie. Howard Stern show star reveals why she assaulted her cheating boyfriend. Ooh. And a picture of a wicked punch to the puss from her, too. But that's Howard Stern. And Howard, there isn't enough attention in America to make him feel complete. Wow, Jennifer Aniston is 55 years old. I didn't realize that. Hmm. But she looks half her age. Oh, I thought it meant at 55 she looks half of what she would look like at 110.
Okay.
Sometimes that's just a minor brain malfunction. I'll get over it.
Okay.
And, Biden's new diversity czar. I'm not even going there right now because I want to go home and grab a nap and a little food and come back at 3 o'clock in a non-suicidal mood. Alabama Unfiltered coming up at 9 o'clock. Joey Clark at noon.